107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. We have Pat McKenna on the phone lines with Kiwanis Festival of the Performing Arts, and Pat's got some details for us. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Jamie. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
It is always a pleasure, Pat. Now, if it's the Kiwanis Festival of the Performing Arts, you know something special is going to be happening. You've got to save the date for October 3rd. So what's going on?
Well, we're launching a new project this year. We've decided to feature a musical. And for our first year doing this, we're going to feature Anne of Green Gables, the musical.
Wow!
A quintessential Canadian favorite, but there are a lot of things about Anne's story that are pretty universal, and they speak to the things that we are all trying to come to grips with these days, like accessibility and inclusivity. Anne faced all of those challenges in her classroom and in her life. And so this musical not only gives people a chance to sing, it gives us a chance to share our experiences about those challenges.
And it's such a fun musical and such a well-known musical too, Pat.
It is. It's the quintessential Canadian story, but it's become a universal or international favorite. And we are not going to be doing the staged version of it. We are going to sing the music from Anne. We're going to sing the story of Anne. But the best wrinkle to this is an opportunity for the non-professional singers in our community to do the singing.
So the date for Tuesday, October 3rd, what's this all about?
General information session for us to explain to anybody who might be interested in participating in this what we're trying to do with it and how it's going to unfold. And I'm sure that people have a lot of questions for us. We have information that we'd like to ask people who would like to do this to share with us, because we're inventing something new here, really. And I would love to have a conversation with people who are interested in doing this. So next Tuesday after school at 4:00 at Avondale Church, we're going to have sort of a town hall about this. How are we going to invent this new thing and make it happen?
This is such a great idea. So let's talk about the sort of the creative team behind this.
Yeah, we have a wonderful pair of people who are going to head up our creative team. Musical director Stephen Wudgets did some performance coaching for us this year in the 2023 festival that just finished. So there are some people who have already had the pleasure of working with Stephen. He has a pretty impressive list of credentials to his name, but he says he's never done Anne before, and it's the one show he's always wanted to do. So he will be teaching people the music, coaching people into their performances, and getting us ready to sing the story of Anne next spring. And then Diana LeBlanc, who is a venerated director in both stage and opera worlds, and she's in the Stratford Company right now. She's in the company of Les Belles Sœurs. She's going to stage this for us next spring.
Wow, that sounds awesome. So this really is an information session that is coming up for October 3rd. And you're looking for solo singers? You can be part of the chorus or the choir, that sort of thing?
Yes. All we're asking people to do right now, there's a form on our website for people to just be able to express their interest in it, so we know how many people might be interested in doing this, and then we have to figure it out. People can say whether they would like a chance to sing a solo or be in the choir. And this is where I'm very eager to point out, the town of Avonlea has singers of all ages. So a lot of people so far, when they've heard this idea, think that this is just for young people. This is for anybody. And I'm hoping that we might get young people, perhaps their parents, perhaps even their grandparents, because the town of Avonlea has people of all ages, not just singers.
Yeah.
So this is an opportunity for anybody who wants to sing and come and join us.
And be a part of this amazing musical presentation as part of the upcoming benefit. So the benefit concert would be slated for next year, is that right?
Yeah, so the performance is scheduled for Friday, April the 5th next year. And what we are planning to do is offer coaching sessions probably on a weekly basis. The choir will certainly need a lot more practice to learn to sing together. Soloists are a little bit different, so that's what we have to figure out with people. We have to figure out a schedule that works for everybody.
Tell your students, and students tell your families, Town of Avonlea needs singers of all ages. Love it. So this
Word,
is
please. and talk to us next Tuesday at Avondale.
For sure. Tuesday, October 3rd, 4 p.m. at Avondale Church. We'll pass along the details, of course, on our social media and with mystratfordnow.com. But in the meantime, you can go to KiwanisFestivalStratford.com for all of the information. And the phone number, too, is 519-273-3011. Pat, it's always a pleasure chatting. And gosh, we look back at such a successful season for the Kiwanis Festival of Performing Arts.
You're a big part of that, Jamie, because you anchor the final event for our annual festival, which is the Stars of the Festival, and we look forward to having you. I'd like to have a date with you for next year, too.
Sounds,
I hope we can do that.
Sounds good. We'll make it a date for sure.
Excellent. Thank you.
But in the meantime, save the date for Tuesday, October 3rd, the information session for Anne of Green Gables, the musical with Pat McKenna with all the details. Thanks so much for this, Pat.
Delighted to be with you. Thank you for the opportunity.